Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball with MLB insider John Heyman and former major leaguer Tony Gwynn Jr.
Welcome into another episode of Big Time Baseball. I'm your host, Tony Gwynn Jr., alongside my co-host, John Heyman. John, it's been quite some time since you and I have been able to do this, man. The schedules are completely different, completely different sides of the coast.
Yeah, I missed you. I'm now on your coast, obviously, in Los Angeles for the All-Star game. So we're at least within a few miles now.
Obviously, last night was pretty sweet for baseball fans, but I think we can't start the baseball conversation without talking about Juan Soto and the reported $440 million he turned down over a 15-year span. It sounds like at this point the Nationals are reserved to the fact they're going to have to move him. They don't have to necessarily move him right now, but that is the feel, it seems like, going around Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think it has to be right now. I do think it seems like they're going to have to move him. Could be in the winter, though. It's very difficult to do this on a deadline. They only have 2 weeks before the trade deadline. Obviously, once the trade deadline comes, they're not going to be able to move him. So that's pretty quick. Now, can it be done? Sure, it can be, but it's not going to be easy. The contending teams are not going to want to give up pieces of major league level. Well, obviously, the Nats are going to want guys at the major league level. And also teams that are out of it, you know, the need for Soto at the moment is not that great. So it's not going to be easy to do this in season, be much easier out of season. So no guarantee is traded at this moment, but certainly there will be talks. It's going to be very interesting. It is the story of the moment, even beyond the All-Star game.
John, you obviously are our insider. And my question for you is there a specific number he is looking at? I mean, I know we heard talks of $500 million at one point or as a possibility, but this seems like a ton of money. Is he just ready for a change of scenery?
No, you know, I think it is the deal. I mean, you know, I talked to a few executives here, and they're not surprised that he turned that down. And the reason is it's because of the salary. It's not the total. The total 440, obviously, that's eye-popping. For anybody, it's a record, but the fact that it's 29 a year, obviously you and I could do well on that, but the Scherzer deal is out there, $43 million. The side disagreed on whether that's relevant or not. Soto camp says anything is relevant. It's out there. There's a guy making $43 million. Beyond that, there are several guys who are huge stars making $35, $36 million, certainly above $30 million. And, you know, at this point, we're talking about a guy who's not only one of the best players in the game, he's only 23 years old. So he's got a lot of prime years left. And, you know, I think it's more the salary than the total. But, you know, those numbers that we mentioned, I think maybe I was the first one to mention the 500 a couple years ago.
I think you did.
You know, it looks like it could be in the ballpark, you know, at this point. What?
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
For those who may not understand the concept of turning down $440 million, in my experience dealing, being around guys who are this good, they want that AAV, as they like to call it, that yearly salary, basically, to be, you know, if you're the best player, you want it to be amongst the best in the league in terms of salary. And if that number doesn't quite sit in that top one through five, maybe, I could totally see why Juan Soto has turned his money down. And it sounds like the Nationals are reserved the fact that they don't want to go to the number that he wants to be at. So
yeah, no, it's not going to work out at this point. It's pretty clear. I mean, from the Nats' perspective, you know, they saw Bryce Harper sign for, I think it was 13 for $330, right? So that was somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 a year as a free agent. Soto's not a free agent, but again, at this point, he's only 23 years old. He's having a better year than Harper. Did not have a good free agent year. As we remember, he had about a 2 WAR for the year, a little bit below, and he's been better with Philly. So, you know, at this point, the numbers are going up. Soto's an even better player. He's even younger. And the feeling is now that we've seen guys get 35, 36,
that's right,
43.
That's right.
A guy like this is not going to take 29. Nobody who's actually in the game is surprised that he turned this down. And from the camp of Soto, they think it was kind of like window dressing to show this big number, show they've tried. And, you know, if you took it, great, because then they'd be able to keep this great asset. They're selling the team. They're getting out as well. So they can't really say anything about Soto getting out because they're leaving. The owners and the learners are selling the team. And, you know, the perspective of Soto's camp is that, you know, they lock him up, it enhances the value of the team. And that's what they're trying to do.
There's no doubt about it. We've seen, and I think the idea of free agents getting paid more, as you mentioned, Bryce Harper got, I think it was said 25, 5 years ago now, in free agency. We saw kind of a change in how teams operated when Fernando signed his big deal at such a young age. You also saw the kid in Tampa sign his big deal at such a young age. I don't know that the free agency line doesn't work anymore. I think if you have young talent like a Soto, a Tatis, it seems like the idea now is to pay him early and get all of his prime years, and you're paying him top dollar during that time. Those guys are rare. There's not a whole bunch of them out there. But I do think the philosophy has changed in Major League Baseball. So it sounds like the Nationals, and it probably has to do with the fact that they're going to sell this team, are a little bit behind the times, if you will. And listen, from the outside looking in, you kind of hit on it. Window dressing. That's how it appeared to me the whole time, right? Because, you know, he seems like a pretty private dude, doesn't want to do this out in public. And it seems like every time there's been some type of offer, it has made its way to the public eye. And I'm sure that doesn't sit well either, but it is a business. We get it. John, let's talk a little bit about last night. Home Run Derby, once again, was, I think, to the liking of all the viewers who were watching. It was a good competition, and ironic. It's not really ironic, but Juan Soto also won that won that competition as well, in pretty big fashion.
Yeah, I mean, I used to really loathe the Home Run Derby. They've made it much better now with the time rather than the swings. I think that really enhanced it.
You know, speeds Julio, it up too, by the way.
Yeah,
it used to take forever.
Absolutely, right, exactly. I know. I felt like I was leaving in the middle of the afternoon here. Of course, we're in Los Angeles, so I'm not used to the early start. I love it. I should probably move out here and join you if you got room in your house. I think I'll join you.
Exactly. I got four kids. I don't know if I have enough room.
Oh, my God. Good for you. I mean, Julio Rodriguez, you know, he really stole the show. Fantastic. You know, a lot of us don't get to see him very often. Incredible talent as well. Only 21 years old, and as so often happens, the guy who steals the show doesn't end up winning it, but Soto, the big name in the news, is the guy who does win it. Terrific young man. I think we all believe that. I know some people probably annoyed they didn't take this big amount of money, but he's going to do better. Let's face it, he's going to do better. He's the man of the hour. He's where all the news is. And I think right now, the All-Star game, obviously, as we talk, is coming, but the trade, the potential trade of Soto, I mean, that's really what's on everybody's mind at this moment, and whether he will be traded here and who he will be traded to. You know, I had a list of 10 candidates who could acquire him, and, you know, I didn't even include St. Louis and Seattle, and now they're kind of whispers, like, you know, they've got the prospects, maybe they could do it. You know, the Nats are going to be looking for major league talent, so that's going to make things very difficult and very interesting. I will say the Mets, not too likely, in the same division. They don't want to see Soto there for at least another 2.5 years. And with Steve Cohen there, probably another 15 years. Yeah. I don't think they're too likely. Obviously, you'll see the big market teams, the Yankees, the Dodgers, involved to some degree. The big gambling teams that have some money, San Diego, Texas, probably they're involved too. But it's going to be very interesting. I personally think it's going to be very difficult. I've been told it's like a Durant trade and a Durant trade on a deadline. Not easy. So we shall see. But that's certainly one of the big stories right now, along with the All-Star game.
Yeah, I mean, the moment you mentioned San Diego's name in your New York Post article, oh, my God, this place has been just coming up with all kinds of different trade ideas.